the concreteness of the absolute. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The concreteness of the absolute. What is the concreteness of the absolute? Well, in absolute thinking, we're dealing with principle. We're dealing with principle alone. And since we are human beings, we mix up principle with human right and wrong, and principle with no right and wrong. Now, we say we have to have moralism, we have to have these things, because otherwise the universe would not be a functioning entity that would be beneficial to all of us. And this is not true. This is not true. When the principle of the universe is adhered to 100%, it will never violate the principles, if you will, the rules of humanity. What are the rules of humanity? The rules of humanity are varied and many. In fact, they are an infinite number. There is nobody on the face of the earth who could take the time to learn all of the rules of the road for the state of California alone. To know what the rules of the road are and what all of the laws are that have been passed by the legislatures over the many years about driving on the highway in the state of California. And the highway department overlooks maybe, let's just say, 99% of the laws that are passed and adheres to a few basic rules which help to make traffic move smoothly and beautifully. But the other rules, the other laws, if you will, are there and can be used by the highway department if they need to have some sort of a backup in some area that they hadn't dreamed possible. No. The rules of allowing the highway department to stop cars, they have to have a reason. And the officers don't know all the reasons. They know a few spotted reasons of what sort of conditions have experienced in the past, and so they use that, and they don't realize that they have the potential of stopping cars for anything at all, virtually. And there is a rule on the book that allows them to do that. The concreteness of absolute, however, is very simple. The concreteness of the absolute, it's only one way. And that way is the way that makes us happy and fulfills us. If we were to follow any other way than the way that makes us happy and fulfills us, we would be wasting our time. We would be walking down a road that would lead to nowhere. And of course, this is not a desirable situation in any way, shape, or form. We're talking about the laws of the state of California and saying that 99% of them have generally not been enforced, are generally not known by the public, and are generally not known by the police department, by the highway department. And this is not bad, and it's not good. But it just goes to show the proliferation of laws becomes so exceedingly great that not even the enforcers are aware of all of these laws. Oh, there are a few geniuses who are out there who read the book of rules for the state of California automobile activity, and they take great pride in knowing it and using it. But even they realize certainly that as they are driving in their everyday life, that they are violating the laws again and again and again. Now, why is it that we are not held accountable for these laws of the state of California in driving our cars? Why is it that we can get away with breaking the law and not have to pay the penalty? Well, basically, because they're not enforced. But actually, for one other reason, and this is the main reason. The reason we can violate the laws let's say, of the traffic department of the state of California, and with perfect immunity, is that they are not laws. They are only rules. A law is an unchangeable principle upon which is based all activity in life. If you put a law in motion, then an effect has to follow equal to it for any human interaction. If you put a rule in motion, the rule is variable. The rule is enforced in areas where it is desirable to enforce it, but otherwise it is not. And many illustrations can come to mind on that. Just one, if you're driving through a school zone and you're driving in excess of the speed, you can get away with it very easily. No problem. If there's no children present, if it is not a school day, and even if it is a school day, if it is a school day and the schools are closed because of snow or because of whatever condition may be, then those laws are not enforceable, not enforceable, but they're not not made enforced by the police department, because it is not consistent with the law. The law says if the children are not there, then you can drive a little more rapidly. But in any event, these are not laws. These are only rules. When we're talking about law, when we're talking about principle, when we're talking about the concreteness of the absolute, we are talking about something which is not a changeable attitude of mind. It is not something that one day is acceptable and the next day it isn't. The laws of the universe, the law of the universe, the law of cause and effect, is a law that cannot be violated at any time. Because you can't violate it if you put a new cause in motion, and that's a new law, so to speak, and it's a new activity. But really, the law is purely the law of cause and effect. It says, when you do something, you get an effect. Okay, now, what about the concreteness of the absolute? In concreteness of the absolute, I like to leave that word the off, but I forget because of habit. The concreteness of absolute is one simple thing. It is that which is. It is that which is an is-ness. It is not a becoming, it is not a developing, it is not an expression of anything other than an existence that already exists, and therein is the existence that we play with. How do we conceive of these type of existence? How do we conceive of these type of attitudes? Well, we can only conceive of them in one way. We can conceive of them only in the idea that they are and is. And we, even in the relative world, we say, it is, everything exists. There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new that can be created on the relative plane. There is no new attitude. There is no new thought. There is no new car. There is no new anything. Because everything already exists. Now, where did the designers for automobiles get their designs? They get their designs out of their own inner awareness. But their own inner awareness is tuned in to the universal awareness, and in the universal awareness are all of the thoughts of all of the thinkers throughout all of time, and these may be drawn upon by the thinker, so to speak, in your area, who is thinking about designing automobiles. Now, if he says, I don't know how to do it, well, that makes it easy, because that's one less thinker who's designing automobiles. But if he says, I know that I know that I know, in me is all knowledge of all automobiles, and in me, now get this, in me is the perfect idea for an automobile that my company will produce. I will be the creator, I will be the bringing forth of that idea, which makes a nice bonus for me, and I will create that perfect automobile, that perfect rule, the perfect expression, the perfect ideal right now, and it will be for me. Ooh, hey, that sounds most interesting. And like precognition. How would I create the perfect car? Would I look to the perfect car's existence tomorrow? Or would I look to the perfect car's existence today in my consciousness? Now, do I have to put it down on black and white? And the answer is no. When you're dealing with the concreteness of the absolute, there is no black and white. There is no new design for an auto. It's all in a perfect, well-designed auto right now. It is the isness, the ideal auto. Now, if we want to deal with precognition, we deal with it in the illusionary state, in the illusions that we're dealing with, and we create it in the now to work with it, and it is demonstrated now, and it is fulfilled now. We have to just be careful what century we're in. We have to be careful what sort of a environment we're in, because certain environments draw forth automobiles in certain directions, in certain ways, and we have to be very careful of that. The concreteness of absolute is that the concept is. Now, in the relative, we deal with the prelude to the concreteness of the absolute. All thoughts are, all automobiles that ever will create, be created, or ever were created, are created right now and available to us to put them in motion, to think about them, to demonstrate them, to do every beautiful thing. Absolutely. We have the consciousness within us to accomplish any goal we want. We are the Creator. We are the ones who bring forth all things into existence. We are the only ones. Now meditate for a few minutes. We all are the creator of our own universe. We all are the creator of our own forces. We are the absolute creator. We are the absolute philosopher. Think on these things. Meditate on these things. Let them be yours. Dwell on your own inner self and be amazed at how wonderful you are. The concreteness of absolute, it's the is. We are living in the relative, and we take the concept that the is has of all things, and we relativize them into something that we would like to experience. So take that and make it yours, and just have a wonderful day and have a wonderful experience of living in that consciousness right now, because you are the creator and you are the allness of all that ever will be or all that ever can be. You are the absolute philosopher. I love you, I love you, I love you.